Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are a lot of people out there saying this Chinese weapons platform, that's what it is no big deal, and that it's being hyped up for no reason. No, the fact that there was little or no concern about it, the fact that this has been going on for a long time, especially since Biden got in 2+ years ago, is a really serious issue. So I decided today to dig through just some of the current news and reflect back and then forward into the future of what's really going on. But here's what's going on. The bottom line, as they say. China is testing. China is manipulating. China is seeing how far they can go with these probes. And when you put it together with their Confucian societies and $6 billion a year in the U.S. universities to control academia and bio politicians, I'll explain how coming up, and you look at their acquisition of the media and the fact that they own 4 of the 6 big production houses in Hollywood, and they're heavily allied with Hollywood and the big central banks to carry out the destruction of America, but then they outlaw all that propaganda that they finance against us in our own country. Now, none of this stuff should be outlawed. It's just we shouldn't let our children watch it, and we shouldn't give support to it, and we should recognize what it is. Weaponized brainwashing. And there's a report here out of the Brookings Institute that makes that point, of all places, that this entire system we see is being foisted by a handful of corporations and the Chinese communists. And Russia is rejecting it. And I don't think that means that Russia is the perfect good guy and is wearing a white hat, more like a gray hat. But the people that run our country are out to get us. They're at war with us on every front, and you already know that. But as soon as we can get the bureaucrats and the woke leftists to just pull back and understand that they've been Stockholm syndromed and that they're helping their own abusers and destroyers, and they're pretending like they're part of some liberal revolution to create a utopia, as soon as they realize that this liberal utopia is meant to bring in total autocratic tyranny, and then they're going to have a backlash and ban the entire leftist system that they've injected into us to only paralyze us. In the next phase of the New World Order program, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to be eugenics all the way. But they intend on making the world so hellish in the build-up to 2030 that everybody will just wink, wink, when they release the race-specific bioweapons, starting with Africa, that are going to wipe that continent absolutely out. And you'll be under such invasion from the refugees of the economic warfare in Africa that you will quietly, while you're playing cards with your buddies, say, well, it had to be done. And when you go along with that metaphysically, spiritually, culturally, the devil's got your soul. So I don't like the big giant African hordes being brainwashed against us and the left programming brown people to hate white people. It's all part of a plan, folks. It's all part of a very sophisticated plan. And I don't just study history. I don't just study the New World Order. I have the Holy Spirit. Doesn't mean I'm a perfect vessel. Far from it. But I do have deep connection to God. And God tells me that if I take part in wiping out the brown people, the black people, that I will be cut off from God. We're supposed to lift each other up. Now, that doesn't mean when a gang of racist, foaming-at-the-mouth black people come to rape, rob, or kill you, which is just, it's out of control right now, that you don't defend yourself and kill every person you need to protect your family if they're attacking you. That said, though, just because they're brainwashed, some of them, and are being part of that, doesn't mean we have to fall into the brainwashing either. And they tell you everything they're doing in the movie The Kingsman, where they send out the program through the cell phones and cell phone towers to make everybody start killing each other. That's what Klaus Schwab talks about, the angrier world. This is part of a plan. And so the black people that have succumbed to this have succumbed to it through mind control. Doesn't make them any less dangerous. We'll be right back.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, February 5th, 2023. I'm your host, Alex Jones. I'll be here the next 2+ hours. We have some very special information we're going to be airing in the 3rd and 4th hour. I'll announce that when it comes time for it. Let me do this, and I always attempt this at the start of the show, or almost always, unless there's some huge breaking thing right when we start the broadcast. I try to mention the different stacks so that I'm not as guilty when I don't get to them all. But more and more, I realize that if I'm going to change anything about this show that can improve it and make it more edifying, more informative, to really empower our species and all life on this planet and beyond, that I need to cover every damn bit of it. Now, that's hard to do when we've got 14 minutes ads an hour. That's a standard talk radio clock. And that's why I've started doing more and more freeform podcast style, like I did 2+ hours yesterday that was, I think it had 2 minutes of ads in 2 hours, 2+ hours. So that's what we're doing because the information comes first. We're still on a lot of talk radio stations, actually more than ever. That's why they couldn't deplatform us when they kicked us off most of the internet 4 years ago. So I'll continue the InfoWars 4-hour show every day, and we'll keep the other shows as well. And they're vital, but you've got my commitment to do at least 3 commercial light or commercial free podcasts a week because I've got to get to all this. Now, there's also a paradox. I've got in front of me probably 150 articles and more than 20 video clips, and they're all incredibly important. We could talk about one of these clips for the full show, but we don't have that luxury, so I'm going to judiciously as I can tell you what's coming up, and then I'm going to dedicate myself tonight to not getting emotional and not pontificating, which I know is entertaining at some points, and it's totally natural. It's what I do. But I'm going to try to not comment too much on these. Just read the news for you so you can see what's going on. But we have the announcement globally of the next phase of the censorship and criminal punishment of people that don't agree with the New World Order. I have a big, horrifying stack on that. Just anything bad you can imagine, they're doing it, they're rolling it out. Every time you think it couldn't be possible, it happens. And I told you this years ago, so I've tracked where they're going, where, a man can identify as a woman and vice versa, and then they can identify as a dog, a cat, and they put litter boxes out in the elementary school for the kids to potty litter boxes. Well, now they're allowing pedophiles and rapists to identify as children and they're now saying they should house them with children. And you're like, well, that's completely insane. Well, so is putting a 260-pound convicted rapist in prison with women. But it's what they do. It's the murder of logic, and it's all part of the psyop. So we have that stack. We have an incredible World War III stack and announcements by Putin. We have the Democratic Party running around stealing money publicly and committing crimes, and they've got a get-out-of-jail-free card. Hell, they've got never-go-to-jail card. And I'm going to go over that, and I'm going to tie it into the Chinese spy balloon, and I'm going to tie it in to the good news that people are waking up to that, and why that is such a healthy, good thing. And then I've got a big stack of news here. I mean, if I wanted to have just high ratings, and I'd be covering this stuff all day. And it's important to cover, but if it bleeds, it leads, they always said. I tend to not cover this much because you already know this is going on. You're experiencing the crime wave. But this is spectacular. Spectacularly bad. The stuff we've got on the crime front. More than a dozen U.S. cities are per capita more dangerous to be in than to have been in Baghdad during the second U.S. invasion. They've got big studies out. Study reveals Chicago riskier for young men than what U.S. troops faced in Iraq and Afghanistan. And it's only getting worse. Now, why is the system doing that? Well, because they're trying to collapse the country. And then you have to ask, why is the public then voting for the same Democrats that set this up? The answer is election fraud. So then you got to ask the question, where is this all going? So that's a stack we've got. Obviously, we've got the inside scoop on what's really going on with this Chinese weapons platform drill. I don't know if it was loaded with weapons, but it's certainly a weapon platform. It's about 10 times bigger than the biggest global weather balloons and is the size of several football fields if you cut it up in pieces and laid it out in squares. Just the communications and surveillance package on it was as long as 3 school buses. And China has bragged that they are at war with the United States in the last 6-7 years, and that one of their main weapons is high-altitude balloons to deliver EMP weapons. And again, that's because EMPs bounce off of the magnetic field of the Earth if they're detonated in space. They don't have to make it to the magnetic field if they're detonated in a high altitude. And that is their weapon of choice. And I've got a whole stack from their news translated to English bragging about it. And very little of our media is even pointing that out. They're calling it a surveillance platform. Well, I guess you could call a scope on a rifle a surveillance device, yes, but what it is a test run for a delivery system to knock out above-ground power. And if you think an ice storm or a blizzard knocks your power out for a couple weeks a month, you ain't seen nothing until you've seen a nuclear-powered EMP go off. One, it's estimated detonated in the center of the country at 60, 70,000 feet would knock out massive electronics all over the country. Dozens of them would basically put us into the Stone Age. Oh, and who wants us in the Stone Age? Cutting off the pipelines, cutting off the fuel, cutting off the oil drilling, banning all the appliances that actually work. The globalist, cutting off the police, cutting off the energy, dissolving the border. Are you releasing deadly viruses, rolling out poison shots against the Western world? The globalists are getting full control of the Western world before they wipe out the rest of the planet. They're just locking down the house before they release the race-specific bioweapons. And I've seen a lot of articles like this one. We're going to be talking about this stack as well today. The elites of Davos don't run the world. They barely understand it anymore. That statement is absolutely false. And so now they can't deny there's a group that wants world government and that represents the most powerful corporations and government leaders on earth. But they're idiots and they're jokes. Now, they are jokes because they think they're God and they don't understand long-term history and they will lose. But they are the spokespersons. Klaus Schwab is the mouth of the New World Order. He's the puppet. But he represents what they want and what they're doing. And it's the complete and total sabotage of the United States and Western Europe and Australia, New Zealand, Canada. I mean, what do you think BlackRock investing the majority of your pension funds in, quote, green energy that they know is a boondoggle and designed to fail will do to your portfolio? Got articles on that. By the way, BlackRock does...
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Fascinating. Since I was a little kid, my dad at least once a year would take me up in a hot air balloon in Dallas. I loved it. So I've made somewhat of a study of it. You know, we got people from several miles up in space, space jumping, all for an advertisement for Red Bull. Humans like to explore. We like to do amazing things. So at the start of the next hour, I'll tell you my view on what's really going on with the Chinese weapons platform. And we'll be breaking all that down. But let's set the table first here with what I mentioned last segment. It's an article in the Washington Times. It's up on Infowars.com. Alert. NSA courting thousands of woke laid off big tech workers for intelligence operations. So the tens of thousands of censors that have been there spying on your private messages and reading your emails and blocking you on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Google, and everywhere else, they are now being scooped up and hired by the National Security Agency, who is already heavily involved with the CIA and Justice Department censoring the open borders, the Afghan withdrawal, the lockdowns, the attempt at four shots. This is a government operation. And that's why this is important. This isn't something of blue and green and purple and pink-haired liberals running around with dirty sandals on. This isn't hippies. Those are just the Stockholm Syndrome minions who believe they're holy ones that are carrying out this jihad against the family and against men and women and children, you know, for the greater good. So there's a big article on that. And you've got the announcements by the EU and the UN that we're already controlling censorship and now we're going to censor even more and we're working with intelligence agencies in the West to bring this system in. That then leads to this article. UK's Nudge Unit recommends various online psychological manipulations when people shop and travel to push a net zero society, which will kill at least 4 million people from starvation in the next decade. That's another big article on Infowars.com. Here's another one. Chilling. World Economic Forum showcases technology that would allow the government to punish your thoughts and big business to spy on your brains. And there's a video where they brag about it. So the things they're saying are the most horrible, draconian, sci-fi, dystopic garbage. It's all real. And then the so-called right-wing gatekeepers tell you, oh, they're not really that powerful. Oh, it's not really happening. And they pacify you when they're building a digital prison that will then carry out the kill grid. Here's another one. Toxic masculinity fear media portrayal as fools contributing to men leaving the workforce. Fox News on how the media targets the family and men being masculine and men working, and they attack that image and say it's bad, so men don't feel like they're part of society anymore, they don't have any leadership, so they give up, and then they're unhappy. And then the women that have the jobs are even more unhappy. They're attacking not just our reproductive systems, but our very systems of how we are designed to operate. Men feel good when they work hard. Men feel good when they're honorable. Men feel good when they help other people. Men feel good when they expend their lives for their wives and children. And women feel good when they see that. Everybody knows that. So why do they take that away from us? Because they want us atomized and easily controllable. Look at some of these other headlines. London Guardian. Thousand-year-old remains in Finland may be non-binary Iron Age leader. Yes, non-binary. And then they take the fact that many young girls, before they hit puberty, have strong leadership genetics and what you would call male inclinations. And then as soon as they hit puberty, they become very feminine. They're trying to lock them into the male stereotype before they transition into being a full female. Because they're a child. They're not supposed to be sexually active. They're in a different template at that point. But the hormones activate the synapses and the race memory and the instincts and the olfactory nerve and all of it. And you grow into a man. You grow into a woman. Instead, they arrest development, confuse the children, and tell them now there's something else that's been sterilized, making sterilization fashionable. I saw this meme. In 1960 to 1985, the last real great generation before all you wet wipes were born. Well, we shouldn't make fun of the new generations being so domesticated and so dumbed down and compare earlier ones to being superior. No, we let the young people down. But yeah, that looks like my dad giving me a beer. I wanted to show this video. This is giraffe spar. They show a huge level of mutual respect and fair play. Like boxers group by weight, they duel with similar sized opponents. The direction of swing preferences are also taken into account, so neither has an unfair advantage. Go ahead and roll with audio. Now, again, people say get rid of sports. They say get rid of competition. It can hurt people. No, that's what we're designed to do. And you take that away from us, you take away who we are. That's how we increase the genetic strength, is these trials. And it's in all creatures on this planet. Those that don't do it, die. Now, here is a very important clip before I get into the communist Chinese spy news and how this all ties together when we come back. And it's Victor Davis Hanson, historian, best-selling author, and, of course, works at some of the most powerful think tanks in America. And he's explaining something that's hidden in plain view, like an elephant in the living room. The establishment is behind the woke revolution. Now, I know our listeners are like, and the sky is blue, and bananas are yellow, and fish swim in the sea. Well, the general public doesn't know this, and they don't think about how they're being propagandized and manipulated, and how all this vile garbage being spewed at us is a weapon system and is designed and unified to hurt us and make us be alone and depressed, so we will then be euthanized at an agreed-upon date that we agree to in the social credit score structure. That is the plan. That's always been the plan. And if people can't recognize they're under attack and then order their lives to stop the attack, you're not just going to die, but you're not fulfilled. It's not work to fight tyranny. It's not work to be honorable. It's your destiny. And it's what your cells want you to do. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
The cavalry has arrived. Ultimate Bone Broth is the strongest, highest quality chicken-based bone broth you're going to find, with all of the effects for your joints, your bones, your muscles, your heart, but more importantly, your immune system. Everybody knows about grandma and chicken broth. Well, this is concentrated chicken broth, the strongest out there, with chaga mushroom and a whole bunch of other ingredients like turmeric. The list goes on and on. This is definitely the strongest, best bone broth out there, and your purchase supports the InfoWar, a 360 win. If you've not experienced bone broth, and even the regular ones have great effects, believe me, you want to get InfoWars Life Ultimate Bone Broth at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, it'll take an hour to tell you all the great stuff about it. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com, read the facts there, and then order some, and you can't lose. It's nutritive, it empowers your body, it's great for your immune system, bones and joints, and it funds the InfoWar. So, Ultimate Bone Broth, now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And disinformation. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So we've talked about the Great Awakening that is undoubtedly happening and intensifying and how that frightens and also energizes our enemies and sold their souls to the devil, the dark side. So the battle is now joined. We're pressing the attack. They're pressing the attack. They're not going to give up. We can't give up because giving up is a fate worse than death to these people, what they're going to do to our children and countless innocents. But I said a lot of obvious things here because for a listener of this show, and most of you tuning in because you're already awake, to deny there's a new world order, to deny there's an anti-family world government, to deny these people are bad, you're like, well, they're all over the news. They're all over their own documents. They're all over their own statements admitting they want to get rid of us, admitting they want to control us, admitting they want to depopulate us. So isn't it obvious you shouldn't take shots they want you to take? But they put out all these thousands of different political systems and subsystems to confuse people with all this disinformation, but then they are all arrogantly talking to each other and writing white papers and books and giving speeches to each other like we don't exist about what they're going to do to us. And you go back and watch stuff they said 50 years ago, they basically have done everything they promised they would do and more. And they argue that's the reason they should be in charge, is because they're willing to carry this out and play God. So I ask you, do you want to just sit here blindly like you're in the Truman Show and let these people slowly poison you and dumb you down and try to position you to give your soul up through free will? Because we are electrochemical creatures that are housed in these bodies. And the globalists know that. But if you don't know that, you're going to lose. First, you have to know God's real. God's in charge. You're in the middle of a fantastic, beyond fantastic universe. And then you have to understand that the universities and the mainstream media and the big Fortune 100 corporations and all of them are unified by the private central banks with a mission. And everything you see, from the crime to the drugs to the disparity to the evil to the pain, is their work. They have exacerbated and greased the skids on every horrible thing going on. And again, I know you know that. But the general public, through laziness or through distraction, just can't imagine something like this because they are not conscious and they are not informed. And they are so lazy by design, that they just don't even want to comprehend something like this is going on, even though the sun is setting and it's getting dark and it's getting scary. And they internally, subconsciously, spiritually know that they're in trouble. And then they don't want to understand that it's the power structure hurting them, the power structure they're concerned about, the power structure that they know they should do something about, and the power structure uses that subconscious awareness to manipulate them and say, oh, it's the white supremacist. Oh, it's all these bad people. It's these white people. They're the ones. And in a way, it's true, because the globalists are mainly white and Asian, but they've got minions and all the other groups as well. And so everything they're telling you about America and the free market and choice being bad and being evil, well, it is evil because they control it and they're manipulating it. So your subconscious knows the truth, so they're telling you a narrative that's really true, except that they're the bad guys. And it really is a bad love. They're the bad guys. We're the good guys. And they have to be recognized for who they are and called out. And then you have to realize that any time you support them in any way, and I know it's impossible to operate in life and not support them in some ways, but just becoming conscious of that and making it like a game in your mind to learn how it all works is what you're designed to do and will bring your consciousness to a higher level. It'll activate your brain. It will intensify not just your awareness and not just your mathematical and business and cultural understanding, but it will give you true wisdom. And true wisdom will reject them and will embrace God. So here's one of my favorite historians and researchers, Victor David Hansen, saying something very simple. 2 + 2 = 4. But is it that simple? Because the left acts like they're ragtag groups and they're battling the establishment, but their paychecks and their ideology and everything they stand for comes directly out of the Carnegie Endowment and the Rockefeller Foundation and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundations. They create the global policies at every level. They then direct the UN and the IMF and the World Bank and the U.S. government and the Chinese government and all of these systems to carry out this giant test they're engaged in to end the human system as we know it and to make humans, if we're even allowed to still exist, synthetic, cybernetic, corporately owned and controlled commodities beyond slavery. So here he is stating very obvious, simple things, but it's the most important thing, that wokeism is the religion of the establishment for the masses. It's the opium of the masses to destroy you. It's not their religion. Their religion is eugenics and life extension and becoming God. And anyone that pretends they're on the winning team by going along with this is a fool, including people like Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and Prince Charles, who are quarterbacking the operation and represent the old money and the power structure that is beyond evil. Here's the clip.
I've recently written a piece called The Establishment is the Revolution. I thought this is a particularly brilliant piece. The establishment is the revolution. What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, if you look at in the 60s, people were marching on the campus president's office to demand change. Now the campus president is the one that's suppressing free speech. Norman Mailer wrote a novel, Armies of the Night, that were going to march on the Pentagon for social change, etc. But the Pentagon's inaugurating, you know, everything from subsidized transgender surgeries to hunting out supposed white rage and white supremacy in the ranks on its own, by its own volition. I could go on, Mark, but I guess all the institutions themselves, whether it's Disney or American Airlines, or where I work, Stanford University, they're agents of revolutionary change, and they have enormous wealth, power, reputations, influence. So it's a top-down woke revolution, the establishment against us, the people.
So the establishment, the words are almost contradictory, but it makes sense. The establishment is the revolution. In other words, these are the people who are upending our society. These are the people who are promoting, I'll call it, anti-white racism. These are the people who are stereotyping minorities. These are the people who have the borders open in the most outrageous immigration policies this nation has ever known. These are the people who reject capitalism and embrace socialism. These are the people who are brainwashing our children and going after the parents and going after pro-lifers. And the And they never had to raise a finger in violence, you're saying. They just do it.
They just do it. I mean, the last four directors in succession of the FBI have one thing in common. They've either misled Congress, or they've lied under oath to a federal investigator, or they've claimed amnesia. And when you look at Lois Lerner and the IRS, or you can look at, I mean, it reaches the level of absurdity. We have the Duchess of Sussex and Montecito lecturing us on white microaggressions against black people. And we've had this tragedy in Memphis. It was a horrible beating where five African-American officers in rogue fashion killed an innocent African-American. And yet the police chief is black. The assistant police chief is black. 60% of the force is black. Nearly 70% of Memphis is black. And yet we have Van Jones, a recent recipient of a $100 million Bezos Prize, lecturing America that this is proof of racism. So these are revolutionary ideas that come from the people who are very, very wealthy.
All right, we'll be right back, and I'll give you the rest of the story.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. When we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Welcome back to this live Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Oh, man, so much of the second hour coming up. But let's jump right back into all this interconnected, multivariate, multifaceted information. So, I want to get into the awakening to the fact that the United States has been totally infiltrated by the communist Chinese by design, why there's a split now in the New World Order, where the fault lines are, and how we can use that against the globalists and against the Chi-Coms for a better human future. Here's another one of the articles I want to tie together with it. Currently, Alex Jones Show. Bill Gates says Elon Musk should focus on mass vaccination, not going to Mars. And he goes on to criticize him and say we don't need to go to Mars because he doesn't want a pro-human future. He wants to focus on giving people shots. Well, Musk has come out against the shots and said it made him sick and almost killed his cousin and made a bunch of his family sick. So that's Bill Gates basically threatening Musk, saying that's what they're doing. We're going to shut your companies down if you don't get on board with us. Well, imagine what it's like for Elon Musk. Who knows, people want to go to space. We want to empower humanity. And he could be a hero if he actually did that. And he now represents in the globalist establishment, whether it's for real or he's an opportunist or it's a mix of things, the opposition to their post-human world. He says we should have 2.1 children or more, that society collapses without children, you know, all the numbers, all the actuaries, all the research. And Bill Gates says you should focus on depopulation. You should focus on taking over people's bodies. So that's very, very important. Now, let's continue here with what's very encouraging. And then I'll get into the spy weapon platform balloon and give you the inside scoop, in my opinion, next hour. So here's just a few of the headlines. Donald Trump warns of Chinese spies everywhere in America. Totally true. Bill Maher, woke revolution, very similar to Mao's cultural revolution. No, it's run by the same big U.S. foundations, on record, put Mao Zedong into power. But why is he saying that? Because the globalists never took over the entire U.S. establishment. And there's a real hunger to not go under this tyranny. And a lot of people are having second thoughts now, which is good. And I know that the Elon Musk and the Bill Maher's of the world and the Joe Rogans tune into this show. I'm going to leave it at that. And they can sit back and think, if they have any humanity left, which they do, I believe, okay, you've gotten rich and powerful working with the system, but when the system itself is designed to destroy the human system in the end, how's all that money going to be of any value to you when you're building a dystopia? You see, there's not just a desire to join evil and a lust to be on the dark side. And I've experienced that when I was younger and channeled dark forces, unbelievably dark forces. And I'll leave it at that. But that was God allowing me to be tested so that I would have a more advanced understanding. And I'm going to leave it at that. But I know the forces that possess them. I know the forces that flow through them because I felt it. And it is a feeling of invincibility and dominance and a right to rule. But only if you hurt others. It is an impetus to kill. Now continuing. Border Patrol Union. China watching our borders more closely than the Biden administration. What a true statement. And helping bring in the fentanyl and controlling the drug gangs. Here's another one. Charlie Munger, the mentor of Bill Gates and of Warren Buffett, constantly praising communist China. And in a new article he wrote, he said communist China, calling communist China, is the answer, and we need total surveillance and control over everyone, and we should bow down to China, and we should arrest anyone that doesn't agree with us. Now, I played a video 6 months ago where he said that. He's written it again. And you can go read these quotes if you want. They're on ZeroHedge.com and Infowars.com, but it's important. Charlie Munger, exemplar of centillionaire privilege. He says, arrest anybody that's involved in cryptocurrency. Now, let's continue to the ground level of this control. Secret communist Chinese police station in New York now closing following FBI raid. Trump got several billion dollars into the budget to go after the Confucian Institutes, who alone every year drop $6.1 billion or more into universities. Now, when you hear about a Beto O'Rourke or a Brian Stelter, once they know their failures, once they know that they didn't work, what do they get? They suddenly get a $400,000, $500,000 a year job at Stanford or at Harvard or at the Chicago Business School. And they get several other professorships, and they get a book deal and a multi-million dollar advance, even though no one buys the book. That's the payoff. But the money is coming from the Carnegie Endowment and others, but it's also coming from the Rockefeller Endowment, and then it's coming from the Confucian Institutes. And that's how they're controlling the media and create that safety net for their minions. GOP Representative Mike Gallagher, Biden dropped Trump rule that revealed $6.1 billion in Chinese donations to universities. Here's another one. South Carolina Dem Claiborne sent six figures of campaign funds to relatives. I see Republican congressmen indicted all the time because they put a steak dinner for their employees on a credit card or took their wife with them to Hawaii. They get 5, 6, 7, 10-year federal prison sentences for that. And that's how the system works. And that's why it's so hard to deal with. But people are getting angry, and they're realizing what's going on. And they're understanding that just like Israel, and I'm not against Israel itself, I don't hate Jews, but I don't like China or the UK or the UN or the EU heavily involved in our politics and our lives. And Israel. Israel's a city-state, basically, like the Vatican or like the City of London within London, the financial district, that is above the law, does what it wants, lets its citizens commit crimes and come back to it. And it's the same thing with China, but on steroids. China's 1.5 billion people, hardworking, smart people, but totally enslaved, to leverage out all competition and centralize control here in the West with one-sided trade deals where they have 98% of rare earth mineral controls, and the list just goes on and on. But now you notice they're saying, we've got to get control of rare earth minerals in the West. We've got to have chip manufacturing. We've got to cut China off. So this whole deal to position us to fall and China would take over is failing because in the power structure, what our forefathers talked about is a separation of powers. It's not that the Republican leaders are perfect or even good, but that's why you have three branches of government and a federal and state government, and then you have the fourth, the state, the media, is because they know that different people will battle with each other for control, and out of that battle, we will stop centralization. And we can stop the man on the white horse. We can stop the dictatorship. And so very positive, important moves as the world wakes up to this. We're going to go to break here in a few minutes. We're going to come back, and I'm going to go all through the balloon and the Russia news and the war news and the economy news and where all that's going and a bunch of wokeism and just a ton of clips I haven't gotten to. Such an important broadcast coming up in the second hour. So please listen to me carefully. You wanted somebody to stand up and take on evil. You wanted somebody who was fearless and somebody that would get the job done. I know at night you looked up at the ceiling, many of you, and said, why aren't people fighting back? You are fighting back by listening to this show, by spreading the word. You are fighting back by buying products at InfoWars.com. You are fighting back by simply praying for this broadcast and others that are telling the truth. So I know that if more of you will simply take the action that is so good for you to make the decision anyways, to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products that will empower and enrich your life, we won't just stay on air. We'll be able to go back to having reporters in the field covering big international events and other major important events. But I can't do it without your support. We have a huge sale that's going to have to end tomorrow night. It's the biggest sale of the year. It's as big as our Christmas sale. It is the Alex Jones Was Right sale, and it is about to end. So if you want down-and-out sleep aid for 50% off, or you want 76 testosterone boost for 40% off, or X7 Diet Force selling out for 40% off, or Ultimate Krill over 40% off, or the Super Strong Vitamin C with Zinc formula 40% off, or Ultimate Bone Broth, is that sale's not going to end. It just came back in for years being sold out. It's so incredible. It's not just concentrated high-quality bone broth. It's a bunch of chaga mushroom and bee pollen of the highest quality and turmeric and everything else. That's back in stock, discounted as well, at InfoWarsStore.com. And I thank you for taking action now and keeping this broadcast on the air. You're doing a lot.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.